Good morning, everybody. It is 1 a.m. This is Neo Gentrix Food for Thought. Thoughts if it were you. Now, I know I haven't been heard from in about a week, but hey, school is a main priority and I have to get it done. So we're going to pick up where we left off. I normally would be talking about some type of skill right now, but I'm going to slightly step off for a second and I'm going to talk about something a little bit different, something that I usually, you know, something that has kind of piqued my interest a little bit. And, you know, it's one of those things. I'm going to talk about stagnation for a second here. It's the state of not flowing or movement, usually referring to like water and pipes and such. But also, it can mean a lack of activity, growth, or development. And in terms of business, this is actually a very, very bad thing. It can not only hurt your business, but it can also hurt the economy in the long run as well, related to whatever industry you're in. Basically, in terms of an economy, it's a prolonged period of little or no growth in an economy. Economy growth of less than 2 to 3% annually is considered stagnation, and it's highlighted by periods of high unemployment, involuntary part-time employment. It can also occur on a smaller scale in specific industries and companies, okay? And as an example, in late 2012, supporters of the Federal Reserve monetary policy considered the third round of quantitative easing necessary to help the United States avoid economic stagnation. You know, it basically occurs in a situation within an economy when total output is either declining, flat, or rising very slightly. Consistent unemployment is also a characteristic of a stagnant economy. However, it does not constitute a recession. Instead, stagnation results in flat job growth, no wage increases, and an absence of market booms or highs. This is different from a recession where all three of these factors exhibit a steep decline. Sometimes it occurs naturally. For example, when the economic cycle is in a downward trend, stagnation can also occur unnaturally. For example, when a catastrophic event occurs or causes the economic uncertainty, but not necessarily a recession. So, in other words, while it isn't necessarily a bad thing, it can cause negative side effects, as does a lot of other things. Keep this in mind. There are a lot of stuff that happen, and it can cause stagnation in a lot of different areas. Now, I'm giving this example in terms of business, because there's a general equilibrium between the two. This is not always true with every single thing, but there is a lot of stuff that do go on in between this such. Now, there are 13 things that people tend to avoid that are mentally strong people that can help them prevent stuff like this from happening in their business and such. And if I can, I'm going to go ahead and go through with it in a second. All right, let's take a short break. So moving on with the 13 things that mentally strong people do to help avoid this type of effect on their brains. The first thing is they don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. You don't see mentally strong people feeling sorry for their circumstances or dwelling on the way they've been mistreated. They have learned to take responsibility for their actions and outcomes, and they have an inherent understanding of the fact that frequently life is just straight up not fair. Okay? When a situation turns out badly, they respond with phrases like, oh, well, or perhaps simply next or next time, everything will work out. Second, give away their power. Mentally strong people avoid giving others the power to make them feel inferior or bad. They understand they are in control of their own actions and emotions. They know their strengths and is their ability to manage the way they respond. Three, shy away from change. Mentally strong people embrace change and they welcome challenge. Their biggest fear is if they have one, is not of the unknown, but of becoming complacent and stagnant. That's the worst thing that can happen to anybody. Four, waste energy on things they can't control. Mentally strong people don't complain much about bad traffic, lost luggage, or especially about other people, as they recognize that all these factors are generally beyond their control. Five, worry about pleasing others. No, any people pleasers? Do you know any? Let me start with that. Because if you do, you might want to get rid of them. Because all they're going to do is cause trouble and a mental stress level that's going to drain the energy right out of you. Or conversely, people who go out of their way to displease others as a way of reinforcing an image of strength. Neither position is a good one. And a mentally strong person strives to be kind and fair and to please others when appropriate, but is unafraid to speak up if necessary. 6. Fear taking calculated risks. A mentally strong person is willing to take calculated risks. This is a different thing entirely than jumping headlong into a foolish risk. Okay, keep that in mind. That's two totally different things. 7. They don't dwell on the past. There is strength in acknowledging the past, especially in acknowledging the things learned from the past experiences. But a mentally strong person is able to avoid mirroring their mental energies in past disappointments or in fantasies of the glory days being gone. 8. Make the same mistakes over and over. We all know the definition of insanity, right? It's when we take the same actions again and again and again and again, while hoping for a different or better outcome than what we've gotten before. I'm going to be honest with you, it doesn't work that way. A mentally strong person accepts full responsibility for past behaviors and is willing to learn from those mistakes. 9. Resent other people's success. It takes strength of character to feel genuine joy, excitement for other people's success. Mentally strong people have this ability. They don't become jealous or resentful when others succeed, although they may take close notes on what the individual did well. This will also help increase their chances of success without relying on shortcuts. 10. Give up after failure. Every failure is a chance to improve. Even the greatest entrepreneurs are willing to admit that their early efforts invaluably brought many failures. 11. Fear alone time. Mentally strong people enjoy and even treasure the time they spend alone. They use their downtime to reflect, to plan, and to be productive. I'm a prime example of this as I'm able to do my podcast very effectively when I have a chance to sit down and actually think and concentrate. 12. Feel the world owes them anything. Particularly in the current economy, executives and employees at every level are gaining the realization that the world doesn't owe them a damn thing. Okay? A benefits package, a salary, or even a comfortable life, regardless of their preparation and schooling. Mentally strong people enter the world prepared to work and succeed on their merit on every stage of the game, without just waiting for a free handout. And finally, 13, they expect immediate results. Whether it's a workout plan, a nutritional regimen, or starting a business, mentally strong people are in it for the long haul, okay? They know better than they expect immediate results. They apply their energy and time in measured doses, and they celebrate each other's milestones and increment of success on the way. Keeping this in mind helps avoid a lot of different issues along the way. This helps a lot of people. So keeping these topics in mind, yes, I know I talk fast, and I'm so sorry. The whole point of recording these things and covering as much as I can in a small time frame and doing it the way I am on Anchor and any other platform that I'm available on, Radio Public, iTunes, sorry. And I do believe Overcast and there was one other, but I don't remember, is so that you can go back and listen to it anytime you need to, whenever you need it. Whether it be on relationship advice that I've given, keep in mind that's for if you're already in a relationship or aiming for that already and you've already passed the friend stage. Whether it's on depression, date rape, or just simple skills that you don't have. I cover a lot of different topics in a lot of different areas in general because I want to help people because I know there's things out there that they don't know. And if I happen to have the information with me, I don't see a reason why I can't share. This is one way I keep myself mentally active and in the same group as those who are mentally strong, because I want to avoid running into the possibility of becoming stagnant, both mentally and physically. Because once you enter that state of complacency, it's really, really hard to get out of it. And being able to stay moving in motion and actually moving forward allows you to be more acceptable to change and being able to understand where the world is going rather than staying locked up in a room. Yes, I don't like people. Forgive me for saying this. I don't like people. I don't like being around people. I do enjoy company, don't get me wrong. But I don't, when I say I don't like people, I don't like large groups. I don't like parties. I don't like loud noise. I typically stay to myself, by myself most of the time, but it doesn't mean I don't enjoy the culture of being around other people, because by being around other people, I learn about what's new, what's current, what's going on, and it helps me stay in the loop and avoid becoming stagnant. These are especially specific to business people and other people who are going into other fields, especially education. So with that, and a shout out to my friend Gloria TP5 for giving me such great ideas as well as being supportive of my podcast, which I do advise you to go and check out her channel here on Anchor. Keep doing what you guys do, and thank you for listening, and I appreciate the feedback. If you have any comments, concerns, or anything you want to add or hear me talk about, feel free to call into my station and enjoy the rest of your day. NeoGentrix out.